This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
This step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. The White House has confirmed that it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility.
Foreign nationals traveling to the United States may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement, but that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. Since then, several other countries, including India and many in Europe, have faced similar restrictions. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Local government and health leaders in the states of Florida and Texas are bracing for even larger numbers of coronavirus cases. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Texas and Florida are among the states hit the hardest by the latest pandemic surge. And this from KTRK, Houston Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce says the viral load showing up in wastewater raises fears.
Wastewater predicts what we'll see in positivity by about 2 weeks, which predicts what we'll see in hospitalizations by about 2 weeks.
In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG county workers face constant coronavirus tests unless
those who wish to opt out can provide proof of their vaccination status.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to refuse to enforce CDC recommendations that nearly everyone wear masks indoors until vaccination rates increase significantly. I'm Tim McGuire.
Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine remains effective for months. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The company says an analysis shows the vaccine is 93% effective for up to 6 months after the second dose. Moderna also is testing a potential booster shot for the COVID-19 vaccine. While the coronavirus vaccine is Moderna's only commercially approved product, the company also says it will explore a combination vaccine that aims to offer protection against the flu, COVID-19, and other viruses. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to law enforcement officers who responded to the January 6th Capitol insurrection by signing legislation Thursday to award them congressional gold medals for their service. Biden thanked the officers for saving lives of members of Congress during what he called those tragic hours of the attack.
On that day, more than 140 law enforcement officers suffered physical injuries, an untold number suffering emotional toll. 15 of you were hospitalized, and others were lost forever.
The medal is the highest honor that Congress can bestow. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris held a ceremony in the White House Rose Garden to sign the legislation, which the Senate passed unanimously earlier this week. Many officers were beaten and injured that day as a violent mob of then-President Donald Trump's supporters pushed past them to break into the Capitol and to interrupt the certification of Biden's victory. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 14,000 to 385,000. Before the pandemic, applications were coming in at around 220,000 a week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA